Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
It's time for another Week 1 game preview and projection here on 100 Yards of Football. We go down to South Florida with the Patriots of New England and Bill Belichick. Go down to Miami to take on the Dolphins. And in an already gamesmanship twist, Bill Belichick has taken the team down to South Florida to train and prepare for the rest of the week in South Florida. They're practicing there since yesterday and will continue to do so through Saturday, getting ready for their Sunday game at the Hard Rock. Can Mac Jones and the Patriots take on QB, the great one, Tua Tagovailoa? Ladies and gentlemen, the third-year pro who completed almost 68% of his passes last season. It's a good sign for the wide receiver, the cheetah, Tyreek Hill. Hey, the thrill is in the hill right here on 100 Yards of Football. For the Week 1 preview, Miami versus New England. Vincent Turner, take it over.
Thank you, Mr. Bass. Lufkin, Texas. The eyes of Texas. Thank you, my man. If you like the video, please come in and share it. We got the Patriots and the Dolphins coming up on Sunday. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis. Let me start with the New England Patriots. Elias Petis, this is for you. Boston in the house. Bill Belichick. In my opinion, in my 62 years on this earth, following this great game of football from a college level, high school level, professional level, this gentleman right here is the greatest coach that's ever done it. I'm putting it out there. More than Vince Lombardi, more than Don Shula, more than Paul Brown at this level. Who would have thought it when he was the chief assistant with the New York Giants back under Bill Parcells? But when you do the back channel work, as Mr. Bass said, Bill Parcells at 13 years old was the ball boy at Navy back in the 60s. His father was the offensive coordinator at Navy. And Bill Belichick, I saw in the interview, said that where he's got his work ethic from, he got it from that young man out of Cincinnati, Ohio, who became a mainstay with America's team. That's right. The Dallas Cowboys. The gentleman's name was Roger Staubach. So I understand why Bill Belichick succeeded at that level. Super Bowl champion. I can't even think how many Super Bowls he's won. Six as a coach. Think about what Bill Belichick did last year. I want everybody to really, really think about this. This is for everybody out there, ESPN, Fox, Skip Bayless, Buck Ballou, all y'all. Bill Belichick took a rookie quarterback in Mac Jones out of the University of Alabama. The young man threw for 3,800 yards last year, 22 touchdowns and 13 INTs. And the Patriots got to the playoffs. He took a rookie quarterback, Bill Belichick. Think about what Mac Jones going to be in his second year. And then this is what more is astounding. The Patriots have got a real good running game, better than when the GOAT Tom Brady was under center. Damian Harris, Roll Tide, 926 yards last year, 15 touchdowns. R. Stevenson, I'm going to call him R. Stevenson out of Boomer Sooner, Oklahoma, had 600 yards rushing last year, 4.5 yards a carry, 5 touchdowns, 20 touchdowns from the running back position. And all of them are young. Then look at the defense under Belichick. He stole Matthew Judon from Baltimore. And what did the young man do last year? 12.5 sacks. Christian Barmore, defensive tackle, out of Roll Tide last year, was a beast. Then in the secondary, this is what Belichick is good at when you're talking about coaching. He seemingly has a way of getting players, whether they undrafted, whether they drafted, and he coaches them up. Jonathan Jones is one of the top corners in the game. War Eagle, Auburn University. He's from Carrollton, Georgia. 15 minutes from my house here in Douglasville. He's one of the best corners in the game. I'm sorry, Bill Belichick. He's the greatest coach that's ever done it. And the Patriots are going to be dangerous this year. Now let's switch over to Miami. Let's talk about the Dolphins. Miami Vice, Ricardo Tubbs, Don Johnson, new coach in town, Mike McDaniel. But hot seat, no excuses, Mr. Tua. Last year, 2,600 yards, 16 touchdowns, 10 INTs. It's no more excuses for you, brother. Because as Mr. Bass just said in the introduction, y'all went out and got Tyreek Hill. The cheetah, last year, 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns, and then you team him up with Jalen Waddle, Roll Tide, 6 touchdowns, 104 receptions last year. You talking about speed on the outside, 4x100, Olympic, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle. Can I say Bob Hayes? Can I say Carl Lewis? Can I say Ben Johnson on steroids? Usain Bolt. I'm having a memory lapse. I hope this year in Miami, Mr. Tua, I'm seeing 84 Dan Marino. When he had the Marx brothers, Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. It's no more excuses down there in Miami. And then when you look on the defensive side of the ball for the Dolphins, Xavier Howard, top corner in the league, 27 interceptions over the last 5 seasons out of Houston, Texas by way of Baylor. And then you got Brandon Jones out of the University of Texas and Javon Holland, rookie last year out of Oregon, is playing at a high level. But my prediction on Sunday, I got to go with the best coach in the game. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots are going to walk out of Miami 24-17. I'm sorry. There's going to be no flowers and no apples for Don Johnson, Ricardo Tubbs, Captain Castillo, Will Smith, Gloria Estevan, Alex Rodriguez, Jennifer Lopez. It ain't going to be no flowers. It's going to be the Patriots 24, the Dolphins 17. If you like the video today, please come in and share. I surely appreciate hearing 100 yards football. Thank you to my producer, Mr. Mark Bass. I mean, my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, and to my man, Mr. Mark Bass. Thank you. Enjoy week one of the National Football League.
Let's find out what Mr. Football Vincent Turner has to say about the next game preview.
Heating up here on the NFL week one predictions and projections. Join us right here with Mr. Football Vincent Turner on 100 yards of football today. This one, the Jacksonville Jaguars and Washington Commanders meet Sunday in week one NFL action at FedEx Field, where the Jacksonville Jaguars are coming off 3 wins and begin the Doug Peterson era. The Commanders are coming off 7 wins and enter the third year under coach Ron Rivera. Can the Jaguars, who's having their third different coach in the last 3 years, and hope that they can finally make some progress? Of course, it all comes down to the growth of quarterback Trevor Lawrence. Ladies and gentlemen, the Jaguars have some showing and proving to do against one of the better defenses coming out of the NFC East. It's time now for Vincent Turner to parse it all right here on 100 Yards of Football.
If you like the video this morning, please come in and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. I'm Vincent Turner. Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Washington Commanders. Another quality matchup. Let's start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Urban Meyer is gone. Doug Peterson, the Super Bowl coach of formerly the Philadelphia Eagles, he's the new Trinity. Duval County. It's going to be an explosion. Trevor Lawrence will take the next step. It's no question about it. Last year, 3,600 yards passing, 12 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. That's all right, though. But the young man is a young man that I seen playing in 10th grade. Boy, that's been a long time ago. For Cottesville High School, he was about 6'3", 150 pounds, and he had poise as a 15-year-old. Then he goes to Clemson, wins the national championship his freshman year, and then he takes his career to another level at Clemson. Then he comes in as a first overall pick. So I don't think nothing is going to phase this young man. Let's look at it last season. Let's be honest. It was a circus down there in Jacksonville. There was Trinity all over the place. Urban Meyer just didn't want to be there. He realized they had enough training camp. But they got a Super Bowl coach. As I just mentioned, Doug Peterson, he's the new Trinity. And think about this. Trevor Lawrence who really made his season really difficult last year. He didn't have his best friend. He didn't have his go-to guy. He didn't have that man that was helping him win at Clemson. The young man out of the state of Louisiana. His name is Travis Etienne. Remember, he hurt his foot in training camp and missed all last year. But think about his college stats. 4,900 yards rushing, 70 touchdowns, 102 receptions, another 1,100 yards and 8 touchdowns. You think Jacksonville is not going to take that next step up? And then we'll look what the Jaguars did on defense. See, Doug Peterson is a smart guy. Remember, he had Fletcher Cox over there in Philadelphia and Brandon Graham. So what do the Jaguars do? Everybody think they're going to take an offensive player. They're going to take an offensive tackle. Everybody think they're going to take Aiden Hutchinson, Kayvon Thibodeau, but they did their research. And they said, you know what? I like that young man, number 44, that when he was a freshman, he was on the kickoff unit. Then we saw him in the national championship game against Alabama, how he ran down that running back. So they took that young man out of Thompson, Georgia, by the name of Trayvon Walker. And what did he do in the first Hall of Fame game? He had a sack. And then everybody started looking at Jacksonville. Uh-oh, they made a good selection. And then think about what they did with this other first-round pick that took the Pac-12 defensive player of the year. His name, Devin Lloyd. Jacksonville is going to be an improved football team. Now let's talk about the Washington Commandos. Carson Wentz. Brother, I was with you when you first came in the league. I loved you over there, Philly. I hate that you got injured when the Eagles won the Super Bowl that year and Nick Foles took over. And I really thought Carson Wentz, that man, you was going to be one of the top 5 quarterbacks in the game, but injuries hurt you. You still acquired a quarterback. You got over 20,000 yards passing. Yeah, 140 touchdowns. You 44-40 with your win-loss record with one tie. But I heard some disturbing comments. Why you got let go out of Indianapolis, you had to come to Washington. They say you weren't a good teammate, man. So prove me wrong, Carson Wentz. I'm still with you, baby. You're going to a football team that's got a real good coach in Ron Rivera. But I'm going to tell you, Coach Rivera, you might be on the hot seat. Hot seat, Coach Rivera, because Carson Wentz holds your future. Then you look at the Redskins offensively. I still think they got a surprise at the running back position. I think he's one of the best in the game. Top 10 when you're talking about through a threat. Antonio Gibson by way of Stockbridge, Georgia. And guess where he went to school? The 901, the University of Memphis. Last year, over 1,000 yards rushing, 8 touchdowns. Antonio Gibson, is your time to keep that thing going. And then on the other offensive side, about the wide receiver position, Terry McLaurin, 77 receptions, 1,053 yards, 5 touchdowns. I'm glad the Commandos paid him in the offseason. He's a fifth-round pick out of The Ohio State. But when you look at him overall since the time he's been in the league, it's been quality. He's a surprise on people. Ohio State. Boy, that wide receiver position is off the chains right now. Chris Avila, Garrett Wilson. Woo-wee, Marvin Harrison the second, Jackson Smith in. Boy, they're doing their thing at Ohio State, the receiver position. Then getting back to the Commandos. What I can't understand is why they don't really, really get a lot of respect. Last year, they was like eighth in the league in the run game, allowed only 104 yards rushing. Last time I checked, Chase Young, the all-star defensive end out of the Ohio State, is going to miss the first month of the season. But when you look at that D-line, they still got Deron Payne, Roll Tide. They still got Jonathan Allen, Roll Tide. Montez Sweat, Stevenson High School, Mississippi State. He's still a quality D-end. Then Jermaine Davis out of Kentucky. This is a good, solid Washington Commandos football team. The key to them is Carson Wentz, the quarterback play. Carson, help me out, brother. Your time didn't end well in Philly. You went over there to Indianapolis. You had the top running back in the game, Jonathan Taylor. Then I hear comments coming out of the news last week. You weren't a good teammate. I hope you went over the locker room with the Commandos because this is going to be a real good, solid football team. So my prediction on Sunday, the Commandos 20. The Jacksonville Jaguars 17.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I've been your host, Vincent Turner. The Trinity in Jacksonville, Carson Wentz in Washington. Washington 20, Jacksonville 17. Thank you, Mr. Mark Bass. And to my producer, Mr. Logan Lenders.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.